There have been few protests near the summit site, around the convention center and nearby beach hotels, partly because most of the coastal area remains heavily guarded and off limits to anyone not authorized to be here. But some accredited observers from non-governmental organizations say they feel the world leaders have abandoned their pledges to help the world's poorest citizens. Jyotsna Mohan is one of them. Mohan works in New Delhi with the Voluntary Action Network India, a group that serves as an advocate for poor communities and also promotes government reform. She says she was perturbed that her country's prime minister had come here to talk about Europe's crisis.
I would be more happy if our prime minister would speak about our problem instead of concerning about the Eurozone crisis.
But economists and political analysts from a wide range of countries say G20 leaders are right to address the European debt situation as a chief priority. Christé Monpetit analyzes compliance by world leaders with their summit commitments for the Toronto-based G20 research group. She says the world economy will stall unless the European crisis is resolved.
This is where you see the ripple of how this global economy is intertwined and the huge ripple that the Eurozone crisis is having on the rest of the world.
Monpetit says the European Union's trade partners, like India, will have little growth until that problem is fixed.
There could finally be a breakthrough, a significant measure that could actually bring the European Union on the right pathway.
That idea is welcomed by international business leaders who met here at what they called the B20 conference. Former Bank of Mexico Governor Guillermo Ortiz called for more widespread access to credit.
In the world, there are around 2.5 billion people who have no access to financial services.
The group Ortiz leads recommends expansion of the banking system, better financial education, and more loans to medium and small businesses. Helping small business is a key step for economic growth, according to Christé Monpetit.
Entrepreneurship is the real engine of growth. And if you don't get this person, this individual will start a company and create 20 new jobs or 40 new jobs. And you don't give him the right tools to do it, we all lose out in the end.
G20 leaders will reveal their plan for Europe's debt crisis and announce decisions on other issues when they wrap up their summit and say farewell to the beachfront hotels of Los Cabos. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Los Cabos, Mexico.